Thank you so much for that kind introduction. I think it's important for us to take a moment in time. I'm fundamentally a technologist. I do cybersecurity for lots of things. But I'm also a student of history. And I think it's important to recognize the moment we're in. So there have been a series of major shifts in the nature of thought and life on this planet over the last 50 or 100,000 years, as we as a species. Spoken language, written language, mathematics, the printing press, computers, were fundamental shifts in the way our society is structured and thought is communicated. And everything about all of those advancements leads us here today. And what I'm going to say is that we are in a moment that we don't really quite recognize yet. AI is in a position to fundamentally alter our experience as a species and the trajectory of us as a people. And this is not another AI hype talk, which you've heard too many of, but what this is a thoughtful experiment that I want you to come with me on to think about exactly what does this mean and how will this play out. And for that, I think we need to start where this ends. What I think we need to do is we need to start by asking ourselves, what will the future actually look like? And so, as I often do, I'll start with a story about my family. So my wife and I, with our two kids, were in Germany, I think it's 6 years ago now. And we were on the Autobahn. And we were driving towards Poland, I believe. And in the far right-hand lane was a series of trucks. And they were all branded the same. And there was a first truck, and it had a driver in it. And the second truck was about 4 feet behind it. And the truck behind that was about 4 feet behind that. And I said to myself, well, that looks really, really dangerous. And then I realized that the people in the following trucks weren't actually driving. This was the first generation or a major generation in autonomous vehicles. This was a phase where people were beginning to experiment with something called platooning. You have a human at the head of the line, and then you have computers just following the front truck. And so whatever the human did could be emulated by all of the computing infrastructure behind it, these magical autonomous trucks. And then I sat there, and we sat at breakfast, and I was rather quiet, as I am often at breakfast, and I was beginning to ask myself some questions about what does this mean? What does that experience mean? And then I began to think about my childhood. I actually grew up in the eighth poorest county in the United States. It's actually a little county called Athens County on the Ohio River, right across from West Virginia and far east, southeast Ohio.